For Rush, their career can be viewed in two parts. Everything before 1981 and everything after. It was their eighth studio album that changed the band on this date, February 12, 1981, when they released Moving Pictures. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. As the decade began, Rush started to step away from their progressive origins to more straightforward rock on the album Permanent Waves. Previous albums were made up of massive multiple movement songs, and while they would still remain a component of their live shows, the new recorded music wouldn't have long builds of 3 or 4 minutes. They would get right into it and become immediately accessible to the casual listener.
When we were doing the songwriting, we'd regroup later in the day, and we were staying up there and going home on weekends, so the perfect kind of a combination of a home life as well as professional life. And just in a great state of mind by that time. We've been together for 6 years and had had enough success to establish us where the industry wasn't leaning us on us anymore about what we were going to do.
Upon entering the studio, they discovered it was outfitted with a digital 48-track machine, which they were unfamiliar with. They spent some time getting used to it for what would become one of the first digitally produced albums. When they began recording, things progressed well. Tom Sawyer took about a day and a half to put together. Red Barchetta was recorded in just one take. There were some failures with the new equipment, which caused the album to be completed a few days behind schedule. But when Moving Pictures was released early the next year, Rush received rave reviews and immediately caught the attention of rock fans. Tom Sawyer was inescapable during the spring of 1981, and the resulting tour was massive. They were no longer just a cult band. The album reached number 3 and sold more than 4 million copies. It would become the album that redefined Rush's career, an album they released on this date, February 12th, 1981, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.